Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. We caught up with biologist Tim Bister on Caddo Lake, where he reached into the water and pulled up a mat of vegetation.
This is hydrilla here, probably the most abundant invasive on the lake, right next to water hyacinth.
But that's changing. A new exotic aquatic is in town. A South American import called giant salvinia is widespread on Caddo.
Salvinia is the latest one, and it's by far the worst. I think everybody that lives on the lake should take up a very big interest in it.
Robert Sade of the Greater Caddo Lake Association says left unchecked, salvinia could devastate the lake. And Jack Shaw of the Cypress Valley Conservation District agrees. He says giant salvinia grows shockingly fast.
It doubles in size in a week. It blocks out the sunshine. It takes oxygen out of the water. Everything just is gone. It's the only thing that survives, and it's type of thing that can just completely kill a lake like Caddo.
Experts suspect salvinia and other exotic aquatics made it to the U.S. through the aquarium trade or water garden trade, and we unintentionally carry it to new locations on our boats and boat trailers.
Check your boat trailers. Check your boat so that you don't spread it somewhere else.
Educate yourself about salvinia and other invasive aquatic plants. Get more information at PassportToTexas.org. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.